All right, Zach, join. Welcome to Brendan and Gavin's Godcast.
And occasionally
friends as well.
As you see here in a second, we have an occasional friend joining us today.
As soon as he wants to join.
Mm-hmm.
If he ever decides to join, he will be here.
He's not the brightest one.
No, he has a timer set for 5 minutes.
Oh, that's a joke that we have with him.
Zach, are you even in the party still? I'm gonna message him over the party. 1 second.
Is he even here? Okay, sorry about this delay, guys.
You want to just start without him?
I mean, we can, but...
Let's just do it.
Alright.
Do you want to explain the topic, or do you want me to?
I mean, it was your idea to do it, so I suggest you do it.
So today, it's a little bit different. Like, remember how last time we tried to do some cryptid stuff, and with Bigfoot and all that stuff?
Nope.
And we decided to say, nah... Yeah, so today we're gonna do a little bit of a creature battle-ish type thing.
And then we're gonna say nah again and talk about random stuff again.
Probably. Knowing us, most likely will happen. So, I don't know. I guess we could talk about kind of the rules of it while we wait for Zachary to join.
Mm-hmm.
Stupid. Why's the door open? I have to be careful.
Wait, do you want me to say the rules? Because I kind of understand them.
Okay, so Brandon will say the rules, and I will interject as needed.
Alright, so we all pick three... What are they called? I don't remember the name of them.
Cryptids.
And then we see which one is the most deadly, and then... The ones that are most deadly for the...
Oh, here's Zachary.
Hey.
Say hi, Zach.
Hi.
We've been recording for 2 minutes while your happy booty has been...
The one that's most deadly for that round wins.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Hold up.
Huh?
Yeah, so his sister's going to be annoying with this, but whatevs. This will be interesting.
Whatevs.
Okay, so... Zach will be in here eventually, hopefully.
All right, I'm going to look at the screenshots I took, because I don't have great memory.
I'm gonna invite him again. Okay, there we go. I sent him another invite. Yeah, so 3 minutes and 8 seconds, and Zach's been in here approximately one time. So, that'll be fun.
Yes.
So you have yours, I have mine, Zach has his.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to wait till he gets in here to start, or?
I mean, we can, but it's going to be kind of boring with just us. It's like playing tag with two people. No one wants to do that.
So you want to just wait?
Yeah, we can talk. I can tell a story.
Just tell a story.
All right. So this one time. Give me a second. I'm trying to remember it.
Are you telling the breadneck story again?
No, I'm not gonna say that. No, that's disgusting. All right, so one time I have a cabin in the Outer Wilds.
Hi, he's back.
Hello.
Okay, well, we'll save that story for later.
Oh my God, is that how you spell your last name?
Yes. My God.
Do you have to go argue with someone for a little bit?
All right. Look at your monsters or your cryptids.
Mm-hmm. People.
Yeah, okay. So, Zach, you want to start first?
No.
I will go. Yeah, let me find it real quick. I chose the Quacken.
Of course you did.
I got some better stuff. It's a giant octopi.
Nice scientific explanation there.
That Cephalopod. You can see in Sea of Thieves, and when it attacks you, it most likely will attack you after you beat a Skelly ship. Trust me on that.
Didn't we turn him in the Kraken last time?
What?
Didn't we do the Kraken last time?
Yeah, I just remember that saying it now.
Alright, keep going.
That's all I have.
Wait, okay. If my phone turns off, will it keep going?
Oh, they have big mouths.
Yeah, it records no matter what.
Alright.
They eat wood and ships.
Nice.
Okay, Zach, you want to go next?
Was I supposed to choose one or three?
Three.
But we're starting with one first.
Alright, I chose the Kraken.
What?
Also, oh. Yeah.
So pick another one. And then just do another one as well.
Yes.
Okay, Stellar's Sea Ape.
Why do I feel like all of yours are going to be from the sea?
Yeah.
They're not.
Ape. And he's big.
Is that the only information you have about
him? No. He breathes air.
Interesting.
He's Harambe's long-lost grand child.
He's not.
Yes, he is.
Of course.
And he beat up the Megalodon a couple times.
Nice. Okay. Yep.
Nope.
All right.
He's fabled to have eaten... what did he eat? Rocks.
Feel free to look at the Wikipedia article
rocks.
While you're there.
Nope. He eats rocks.
All right.
Rocks.
I think that's enough.
Is that it?
I just came up with that. Yep. That's it.
Okay. So mine was the Ozark Howler.
Mine
was. Remember how I was asking you about this one last time?
Mine
like,
wins.
Not last time, but
mine wins.
Earlier? So, it's in Arkansas's folklore. The Howler is a creature said to dwell in the Ozarks.
Here comes according Gavin.
It eats ozone? It eats the ozone layer?
No, it's a cat-like creature with glowing eyes and horns.
He drinks salt.
Apparently, guess what? It eats fish. Ooh, spoopy, right?
Mine wins. Mine's the biggest and the deadliest. Mine wins.
No, because Gavin's eats fish and
octopus is not a fish.
A cephalopod, but it's the same thing.
It is the same thing. First off, and second off, I am my monster is Harambe's descendant. And
that doesn't matter.
And therefore
God, if
has
he eats rocks and he's gonna be able to digest me because he eats rocks. I'm gonna hit you.
He eats rocks, dude. Of course he could digest me. I'm not even. I eat whole rocks. I'm not even worried about you. Right
that's a made up fact.
I'm worried
you didn't,
about
that's not
Gavin
real.
Because I'm
made
from
that
the
up.
Sea. No, I did. No.
Guys, guess what? You want to hear a weird sighting?
Dude, what
you guys know Devil's Den in Gettysburg?
Nope.
Okay, so it was a battleground that had a bunch of rattlesnakes in it, and a lot of all the Confederate soldiers there died because of them. Apparently, there was an Ozark Howler spotted at the Devil's Den. Ooh, spoopy.
All right, ooh, I don't know who that is.
Round one goes to
Pennsylvania.
No. I have Harambe's blood.
That doesn't matter.
My veins. Yes, it does.
You know, you want to know who has Harambe's blood? The guy that shot him, and guess what? He got eaten. People hated him.
He got eaten.
No,
he
didn't.
Ape.
No.
Long lost grandchild.
No.
Okay.
Ape.
So, are we saying that it's ground goes to Brendan?
Nope. Nope.
Yes.
Definitely not.
No, why not?
Gavin,
I have.
Yours
I am the biggest.
Fish.
I can easily squish
fish, Gavin.
So does that round go to me then?
No. Why does it go to him?
Nope. Just can't give the win to Brendan.
All right. Next cryptid.
All right, I'll go first.
We're just going a line.
I'll go first. Ready? Ready for this amazing name?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bessie.
Is it a sea animal?
A lake ear monster.
Great. Yep.
Lake
it's
monster.
It's like eerie, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm actually gonna look.
Yeah, that's all I know.
Okay.
Mine wins. Mine wins purely off. Based off the name.
Are you kidding? Bro, mine will
Zach,
literally
what's yours?
Kraken.
Did you just put Kraken down all three times?
I'm totally.
Find two more. Find a different one.
Okay. I gotta look at the list.
Do cheesy. Do bear cheesy. Leg. Cheesy. Cheesy.
He's a lake and he's a bear.
Cheesy.
That's all you need to know.
Bear Lake. That's mm-hmm. what you. That's what you went.
You mean bear Lake bear monster? Lake.
No. Hear me out. Ready? He's a bear. He eats lakes.
Do you
know how many children in Africa die because they can't drink bear pee?
Because of the Bear Lake?
Yes, because of the Bear Lake. They go to drink. They
die. Zach, where does that originate from?
No.
Here comes up.
Find out.
No, disqualified. Oh, no. I wanted disqualified from this round.
What?
You can't make stuff up.
What? No, no, not. All right. Bronze No Dragon.
Hold up, my elixir storage got to level 3. Hold up, I gotta...
Nope, he's a lake monster.
Hold up.
Alright, hear me out. Right, ready? He's Russian. That's all you need to know.
What?
He lives in a lake and he's Russian?
No, he lives in a lake of vodka. Because so they don't Russian. Have water in Russia. They are. He is Russian. That's all you need to know. He's unkillable. He's immortal. He's a dragon.
Are you reading stuff off the Wikipedia?
He's a legendary creature. He's old.
Okay.
Too.
Is that it, Zach?
No. Shut up. I'm not done.
Zach.
Mutant beaver.
This evidence that you're
he's a
me?
Mutant beaver.
All right. Is that
a,
it?
A communist giant beaver that drinks only vodka.
That's so yeah, it. You're done now.
What happened to the lakes?
Nothing happened to the lakes. The lakes are still there.
I thought you said
they don't have lakes. Water in Russia. No, that was the bear. That was the bear lake.
All right, you guys ready for mine?
Nope. I'm still reading up on mine. I'm not done. Hydrogen sulfide, which is the main ingredient in vodka.
Looking up the ingredients of vodka.
Yeah,
what
wait,
is this,
no.
chemistry class?
There are some specific hypotheses considering, but one of them is a gas, hydrogen sulfide.
I don't
also
care.
Also, an ingredient in vodka. It goes up from the bottom of the lake, which is made of vodka.
Zach, hold up. You know what I want you to do?
It's boiling, it resembles a dragon.
Zachary Weber.
Is a evaporated vodka dragon beaver mutant that's also common.
Zachary!
I rest my
case. I want you to shut up.
Alright, you guys ready for mine?
Sure, it'll be better than Zach's. I don't want to go
the Mongolian death worm.
No! That was mine!
That's a sand snake. Everyone knows it. Those things are easy to kill. They're in deep rock. Look it up.
So, yes, yeah, so I picked the Mongolian death worm. All
right, I gotta find a new one.
You guys ready for this description?
Mm-hmm.
It is shaped like a sausage, about 2 feet long.
Oh, Jesus Christ, we lose.
So it has no head nor leg.
No.
And it is so poisonous that merely to touch, it means instant death.
Oh, so like my...
Not if you're made of vodka.
It lives in the most desolate parts of the Gobi Desert.
Yeah, so like...
Well... Not
Russia. It lives in the Gobi Desert, obviously, as said. It's got red skin, and its venom secretes from its mouth and its skin.
Mm-hmm. Alright, I'm gonna go.
Okay, go.
Lizard man of scape or swamp.
God damn it, Brendan.
What, was that yours?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Alright, so he's a lizard man, and we all know that lizard men run the government, which means he owns the American government, the Russian government, the Chinese government, and every other government that is.
Nope, Russia doesn't have a government.
Yes, it does.
They have vodka.
Which is their government. So, yes, they have a government.
Nope.
Did you see the drawing of the Jersey Devil?
Nope.
Alright, so.
Look at it, Zach. It's at the very bottom. It's so dumb.
And since Mark Zuckerberg is a lizard man. They own Facebook and every other online site that is social media. So then he can basically run the world because in the Illuminati. The Illuminati's on the one dollar bill, which then means they own all the money in the entire goddamn
Take a breath.
In which then they can take over the world, in which then they will nuke the world, in which then they will murder everyone and repopulate it with Russian men.
But then again, communist made of only vodka. Like, literally, mystified vodka.
Mystified. That's my... What the hell is...
Who, by the way, who won that round? Who wins that round?
Mystified is like misty, but like ified, you know?
I hate you so much.
Brendan, who do you think won that round?
This is the third round.
Are you kidding? Okay, first off, you touch Gavin's thing, you die. Second
round
off,
is this? This
you...
is the third round, right?
Dude.
Yeah, but we're talking about second
round.
Who won that?
Purely based off the name of
Bessie. Suck.
No, the name doesn't count.
It's just not Rocky.
Bessie.
Bessie. It doesn't. God, that's the stupidest name.
It's just the name of a cow.
I forgot the name of mine. What was the name of mine, Gavin?
All right, I'll give that point to Gavin because I don't know the exact one.
What? Dude, he cannot touch me. It's like so poisonous. When you can't touch me. I am evaporated vodka.
You know what you also can't?
That's not how that works.
It is how that works.
You want to know what you also can't touch? You want to know what you also can't touch?
With communism. What?
Everything that you don't have permission for.
Lies.
All right, Brendan. Yeah. You're up. Are you done with
Gavin
your topic
wins.
Or you keep going?
He is a lizard man. In which then he can... I don't want to go through the whole thing again because they're going to get bored. So I think I won.
Okay, so then... Zachary,
okay,
go.
You have no idea. Wait, I'm finding him again. Ready? I don't think. All right, just brace yourself for this. Okay, I don't think. Yeah, British, man. What the frick?
You're looking at the British cat.
Oh yeah. Oh God, I can't find him. I was looking at him.
Zach, I know what you're trying to do. And you're trying to run the timer longer.
No, straight
basket.
Dude,
and to watch
I can tell you
to
who
see
he
the end.
Who's
just
the Indian Monkey
already,
Man? But I forget everything about him. No, Indian Monkey Man. I can't find him. Oh yeah, I found him. Okay.
Indians.
What's it called?
No, that's not him. That's a different Monkey Man.
Wait, Gavin, we need an ad break. We need to thank all of our Vietnamese.
No, we don't.
Watchers.
Shut
all
up.
All of our Vietnamese viewers, thank you.
Shut.
As well as the 16% of you that are American.
The world
and
is
the
a
100% female.
It's Bigfoot. Just smells bad.
Nice. Thanks.
Just like Zach. Because he hasn't taken a shower in about 40 years.
That's. Not true.
You haven't taken a shower this entire week. I don't want
to
hear it.
Me? Oh, I thought you were talking about.
That's a first. I took one every day so far.
Every day.
I just can't stand to not be clean.
Gavin, you go on.
God, it's just raised that way. Because I'm not.
Ayana's face annoys me.
Oh, yeah, we're playing Rainbow.
Oh, that's too close to
Rainbow Six Siege.
Snick Sneeb.
Hammer John.
Zach, have you found it yet?
No, I found the wrong monkey.
You know what? Disqualify him. It's taking him too long.
What?
No. Let him find his monkey. Zach, I'm going to assign you one in a second.
Say Harambe. I'm going to be mad at you.
No, he's got like anime eyes.
Zach, if you can't find it, I'm going to assign you one.
Straight up. Monkey Man of Delhi. Okay.
Took you long enough.
Say this creature, 5'6", wears only dark coat of hair.
So about your size?
Eyewitnesses say it was 5'6", wears black and sports a helmet with shining red eyes. Therefore,
why does he sport a helmet?
It is.
Is he wearing a biker helmet?
I know why. He rocked the kid with bike.
Why?
He escaped the experimental science lab and he had to get out of there. And he was like, you know what? Safety first.
Nope, because he was Harambe. Harambe got shot in the head, so Harambe was like, here you go, my son, so you do not get shot in the head like I. Go to India.
Just gives him a football helmet?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. And you know
okay, keep reading.
He's Harambe's son because of the anime eyes, right? Many people reported being scratched. Right? That's not okay. That's not good. And two,
just a scratch, though.
Some reports three people even died when they leapt from the top of buildings or fell downstairs in panic caused by what they thought was an attacker. At one point, exasperated police even issued artist impression drawing an attempt to drawings in an attempt to capture this creature. First, killed three people. Second, he's a monkey.
That only killed three?
Shut up! Zach. Three, Harambe.
Zachary.
Four, helmet.
Zachary.
Five, scratching. Six, Indian. Seven, black. Therefore, racist if he loses.
No, that's not how that works.
Yup. No, I win.
Alright, you guys ready for this?
Zach, I'm sorry, my friend, but you have lost. I can already guarantee Gavin's is going to be better.
Yeah, well, it's...
I picked
he does
the Jersey Devil. Gavin won. Gavin God, won. No, Peter, no, I only need to hear the names. Gavin won.
You know why I picked the Jersey Devil?
Because he's from New Jersey.
Because of his freaking picture. Because
of all the naughty things you have done, Gavin.
I can't find his picture.
Look at his picture. I want you to scroll down to the very end and look at his picture.
Yes.
That's why I picked it. But,
yes.
It's a legendary creature, also known as the Leeds Devil. Inhabits the Pine Barrens of southern New Jersey. It's a flying bipedal horse. You want to know something funny? The entire story behind this thing is that a woman had a bad birth, so she cursed the baby, and it came out looking like that monstrosity.
I can't find it. Where is it?
You know what, Skunk Ape?
Very bottom of the page.
All the way at the bottom?
Yeah.
Dude, how do you lose?
And then there was also a bunch of controversy with Benjamin Franklin and the Leeds family. So, in turn, people have been attacked by it. There was a sighting, like, I think it was like 1939, where it landed on the hood of someone's car and started beating the taxi driver.
I'm pretty sure that was just Spooner, man.
And then there was another one where it was stalking a woman outside of her house where she had the doors and stuff.
No, that's locked. Just her crazy ex-boyfriend.
Well, do crazy ex-boyfriends fly in F-4s?
No, he put on a costume and drugged her to make it look like he
flies. Dropped
therefore,
LSD.
You're not existing. Gavin, you lose.
No, Gavin wins.
What?
Purely because of the
how
picture.
Do you lose to
and it's purely because of the picture Gavin wins. I'm the judge here and I choose Gavin wins.
Okay. How do you not
and its call is a blood curdling scream. I don't want to hear that. Yeah, I don't want to go to New Jersey anymore.
Harambe yeeted. Okay. That was too far.
Okay. Hold up. Bro, this dude cited was inspecting cannonballs. Mm-hmm. And he saw a flying creature and fired a cannonball.
Makes sense.
At it.
You know what? You know what? You just gotta get yourself some dinner, but then you realize you're not gonna
therefore,
have any dinner because
it's
gonna be nothing
left. Down by a cannonball and not having a helmet. That's why I died. By the way, just # didn't have a helmet.
He didn't die. He hit some poor guy.
Oh. What's this poor guy? It's... hang gliding.
It's an English boogeyman story, basically. So it's like the all boogeyman.
Right, so Gavin wins the whole tournament. Congratulations, Gavin. You know what you get. I don't know. I don't really care.
Bragging rights. I get rights.
He wins because it was Spooderman and no one even knew.
I win because Spooderman decided to dress up in a Halloween costume.
He dropped LSD on everyone.
It scared people.
He force-fed everyone LSD a week before.
How long has Spider-Man been
since
around?
1864.
Been around since, wait.
Oh, okay. This thing's been around since 1795.
No, Spider-Man been around.
He's been around. Nice
round. 1735.
I feel like he just made that up.
He's been here since the Ice Age.
No, Spider-Man is
nice.
He's God. Spider-Man is God. conclusion.
All right, we're done with that. All right, congratulations, Gavin. I don't really care.
Conclusion of the episode. What have we learned today?
Harambe has a son.
that wears a football helmet.
He lives in India.
Lizard people are going to take over the world, and they already are.
And that Mongolian death worms
and Gavin
are evil.
And that Spooderman dresses up as a dragon sometimes.
Yup, he dresses up as weird devils.
All right,
what do you guys want to talk about now? We gotta stretch. Yeah, we gotta stretch this thing out for 30 more.
30 minutes. Holy crap! How about we just play our shit?
I mean, we're 5 minutes away from 30 minutes.
Are we doing it to 30 minutes or are we doing it to an hour?
All right, let's get more.
I'm gonna do it till 30 minutes, and then you and me can finish up tomorrow.
Or we can just
publish this as a mini episode.
Okay. Spoilers alert! We're only doing it for the money and for the Vietnamese because we like you.
That's not actually. Fairy that's why he's doing it. I do it because I enjoy it.
I mean,
tends to lie at the root of.
Next, I think either next week or Saturday, I'm gonna have another guest host on.
Yeah, it's gonna be me.
Gavin, wait, what, Gavin? And tease him a little bit by telling them the first letter of his name.
His name starts with an N. And I'm also gonna see if I can get one of my pretty good friends that has a lot of reptiles on here.
Gavin, is it Nintendo?
You have to ask him.
Yeah, Nintendo, definitely.
You have to ask him if he's a snake. Have to.
He's not a snake.
You have to ask.
I'll ask per your request if I can get him on the podcast.
That'll last for 4 minutes.
Okay.
There was a retard that was beating knives into ground outside his backyard.
What?
His name was Zachary.
that's a good story.
If you don't know, Zach has a pocket knife and he eats it into the ground in his backyard.
And I like throw it up and I catch it.
I'll set up a sponsorship when we're done with this, by the way.
No?
Are knives gonna sponsor?
I can do it by myself.
Gavin, we gotta do this together.
Please,
as a team, Gavin.
Keep near small children.
Should we invite Cole for the last one?
No, he's just gonna ruin the whole thing.
Yeah, no, definitely not. That is not a good idea. He's gonna join and be like, "Hey guys!" Everyone's gonna leave.
We can talk about my girlfriend and how stupid she is. I'm kidding. Let's not talk about that because she's actually really wicked smart. Yeah, let's talk about Zach's. Talk about how he got her.
Wait, can I tell that story?
No.
Nah, let's Zach. Let's Zach.
I'll do it then. All right. So one time we were on Gavin's stream, and Gavin was like, "Hey, if I get if I get $150,
like,
Gavin,
$150.
No, no. Zach, I said I'd do it for $50.
No.
Cole said he'd do it for $150. He donated $150. He didn't even tell it.
Chickened out
like a whim.
About four to six months later, Zach was like, "All right, it is time to do it."
5 to 6 months.
All right, and then we were like, "Boy," and he said a bunch of memes to his ex, not ex. I don't know why I said ex, to his crush. And somehow he got her. I don't understand how.
There was a weird text message between them. It was odd. It was funny though.
Zach, would you like to repeat the memes that you said to
yes. Definitely.
Do it.
Right now.
It'll get us through another minute, okay. So let's do it. Why did he just leave?
He is a big dumb.
Do you want me to get him back?
I don't think he understands that he can leave. Like, not leave the chat without... like looking.
There we go. I think he hit cancel.
Because doesn't he have like what type of iPhone does he have?
He's got doesn't have the sliding one. I think he has like a 7.
Yeah, he definitely hit the goddamn. He was trying to hit the home button. He hit the exit recording.
And that's gonna take him another 5 years to get in here. Oh, there you are.
Lied to me.
Why'd you exit?
Okay, so I just exited. Freaking wait.
You know, you can just hit the home button, right? It's
kind of
like FaceTime.
Yeah, no, I don't do that. I double tap, and then I usually clear whatever I'm not on. Okay. when your state declares state of emergency because of the coronavirus, and you finally get to do the goon poop you were born to do. Incoherent boogaloo noises. And there's like a guy with smoke mask on holding
gas mask. Where the hell did you get snow mask?
Smog mask. I love the smog mask. It's like my favorite thing.
And then
Janek, it's a AR-15.
When it's Saint Patrick's Day and no one is posting Irish memes, car bombing intensifies, and it's like a group of people wearing black gloves and green shirts with like a Irish flag in the back with like ski masks on and hats. And there was one more, wasn't it? Wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
The Harvey Weinstein one.
You don't have to say that one if you don't want to. One.
I'm not saying it.
I can say a meme if you want me to. I just don't think.
Why did I just get a?
I just got
a message from
Paul. I like the R6 ones.
Hold up, I got a meme. Don't you worry, boys. I got you.
Oh God, it was from Paul. I wouldn't read it. Oh, you just saw that?
I saw it a while ago. So good.
Imagine Rambo. That being an operator in Rambo.
Okay.
God. I pay $100 for that.
All right. It says, all right, guys, you ready
for
me? We should
pay the Ubisoft developers. Mm-hmm.
I was today years old when I realized that the caps of the medicine bottles are actually serving size, and it's a bunch of pills in the medicine cap.
All right, Brenda, we're going to stop you now. I don't feel like getting, what's the word? Oh,
for
yeah.
What?
Strike. So.
Talking about not good stuff, okay?
Encouragement
of
drugs.
Hey, no one ever said that.
All right. So, we didn't have an outro last time. Brenda,
okay.
We should probably do an outro.
We took too long, and I was like, hey, why is the rec?
Wait a minute, how long has it been,
yeah.
Dude? No,
it's
been
32 minutes. We gotta go
we're
to stretch. We have a new goal,
35
minutes.
No, 1 hour.
We're not doing an hour. We'll do an hour.
I'm not doing this for an hour.
I don't care.
We can do this again tomorrow with a different cryptids and stretch it out again. Mm-hmm. Okay, so.
Gavin.
We're going to 35? Mm-hmm. I don't really think I have any stories.
I got
for
a
that.
Story. Hmm? Okay. Once a time, upon
we're
a
just
time,
talking.
There's a rook, right?
Nothing
but
really
it
particular.
Wasn't me. So he
I mean,
placed his armor.
Was it Zach?
I shot it. Cole shot me. Brendan shot him. I spawned in next round. The guy whose armor I broke shot me. And that was fun. End of story.
Yep, that's Zach's sob story.
All
right, Brendan,
crying,
we're going to close
guys.
It out
Let's
here.
Go.
Shelby
this
and
Ben, Brennan, and Gavin,
with occasional
Scott
friends.
Pass. With our occasional friend,
yeah.
Zachary. Zachary, how did you enjoy your experience
honestly,
or rated it?
On a
do
scale
it.
To
100,
on a scale of 1 to 147.
I'd give it a 9 out of 10 for Harambe. That's the only reason why.
So 9 out of 10?
Mean,
that's
not
bad. That's not
it's
bad.
Basically like a goddamn 5-star restaurant, except not.
Except not.
It's a 4.9%.
No,
restaurant.
I give you guys a 7.
That's pretty good.
Sorry. I hate to downgrade a little.
So why 7 out of 9?
Why not? You're being 7 is.
Because it's the
most
random
number.
The most
random number
would
be like 647,559 out of 1 million.
A random number would be 57. That's, I just came up with that. I'm Big Brand. My numbers.
This
all right,
was
so
2 plus 2 is 2 plus.
And Brandon's
wait,
God
can
pass.
I say something? No.
Adios.
No, I want to be part of.